I love them. I don't care what anybody thinks. I love the Beatles for them, and I'll always love them. Even when I'm 105 and an old grandmother, I'll love them.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the She Loves You podcast, the podcast where we talk about the incredible women in the Beatles' lives. Everyone from the wives, the girlfriends, the groupies, the affairs, and the friends and the colleagues. So any woman that has inspired them is going to be in our podcast. So hi, guys. It's been a while since I last did my Maureen episode, and I'm really glad that you all seem to enjoy it because it was such a fun episode to do. And I don't know. I've been reflecting a lot, and it's just so cool to be able to bring these stories to life. But yeah, I'm so glad everyone's enjoying it. Sorry. I hope you all are doing well, and I hope that all of you are getting ready for Halloween, because I know Halloween's right around the corner, and I'm so excited because I'm a huge Halloween person, if you didn't know. It's my favorite holiday, and I just love it. I adore it. I love fall, I think it kind of goes a lot with my personality, and yeah, so I'm really excited for that. But today, guys, I'm going to be talking about something very, very exciting. If you all have not heard or don't really know, I run a Cynthia Lennon sort of fan page as well on Instagram, which is probably how all of you sort of know me. But I run that page because I adore Cynthia, like I'm sure you all know by now. She's my favorite Beatle girl, and I always say it. In running the page, I've been able to meet incredible people. And if you all don't know, as I've said, they just premiered a short film based on the early romance of John and Cynthia, which is amazing, amazing, amazing. And it was a very short film. It was only about 7 minutes. So really a short film, more like a video, but it was a short film, and it premiered at the Bolton Film Festival a couple weeks ago, and I had the immense opportunity to be able to see it online, so it was very, very exciting. And I can just definitely tell you all that we had been waiting for this project for a really long time, truly. We had been waiting for this project, and you know, I really didn't know what to expect going into it. Because with so many of these Beatle movies, we just don't really know, you know? So I had my reservations, obviously. I was excited for the project. And if you go on my page, you can see me just going off about it and just, you know, advertising the heck out of it because, you know, it is still significant regardless of whether it comes out being good or not, you know, to finally have, you know, an acknowledgement of Cynthia and her life and her importance in John's life. And particularly her story has always just been so fascinating to me. And I've always said her story would make a great movie. And it was great to be able to have something to say, oh my gosh, here it is finally, right? This acknowledgement that she is just as an important figure as anybody in Beatles history. So I was so fortunate enough to be able to watch this online because the Bolton Film Festival offered it via online, and you can just watch it, which was great because I didn't have to go all the way to England to see it. I mean, I probably would have. I'm not really lying. I've done it before. I went to go see a play based on Cynthia, which actually I will be speaking about soon. I went all the way to England, if you can believe it or not. But I didn't have to go to England, obviously, during COVID, which is a good thing, I think. So it was pretty, pretty amazing to be able to experience it right from the comfort of my own home. And I could, you know, fangirl and scream as much as I wanted to. So as I have mentioned, my anticipated review of Sin, A True Story is happening today. And I'm really excited to tell you all what I thought of the movie. So before I get started, I just want to also say I will not be saying any of the major plot points or any sort of spoilers within the movie, just because I would hope that it becomes more accessible to the public soon, and I would hope that you all watch it and kind of bring your own opinion and your own, what your belief on the movie is. I don't want to say anything because I think it'll just, it'll ruin it. I can say little things here and there about it, but I won't be saying any major spoilers. So in case anybody was like, oh God, she's going to tell us what it's about, I won't, I promise you. So yeah, as I mentioned, this is a new short film that has come about. Ben Desmond is the director, and he's a very nice person, and I was able to speak to him a couple times, and it was great. And he was so passionate about this project, and it definitely shows. But yeah, as I've said, I was very skeptical going into this because you never know what a Beatles movie is going to be, right? You just don't. From all the ones that we know of and we've seen, we just don't know. And I think in the past, they've all just been really not good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think there's only one Beatle movie I can say that I really, really liked. And it's not even one that I don't think anyone has really ever like seen a lot. I feel as though a lot of them are very dramatic to the point where, like, I understand it's a movie, so it technically needs to be dramatic, and that's totally fine. But I just don't, sometimes I don't understand why the drama needs to be so intense, you know, that there's just no reason for it. And also, I believe people like to add their own interpretations into what the Beatles story means to them, which is granted, of course, you know, if you're a director, you obviously want to show your vision. But I think the great thing about this movie was that it gave you a view, one of the most realistic views I think I've seen on John and Cynthia's relationships, because I haven't seen an accurate portrayal at all. So it was great to see what an accurate portrayal really means. You know, I'm going to start off by saying I was pleasantly surprised on just how good this movie, rather short film, truly was. I was pleasantly surprised. It surpassed my expectations. I adored it with every fiber of my being. I really don't think I don't know. I don't think I've seen a movie about the Beatles or you know, in relation to their story as good as this. And I'm being serious, you guys. It was just one of those things that I was so happy that I could see the passion that was put into this project. And as I mentioned, it was a short film, but I think what made it okay, because, you know, you would think, oh, 7 minutes is such a short time frame for a film. I want more info. The great thing about this movie is you really didn't need it, you know, because it's about the early years of their relationship and what fame eventually does to it. So the ending is sort of a cliffhanger because we know eventually what happened, you know, they became famous and whatnot, but it brings you to this sort of, you know, Cynthia questioning so many things. And I think that's so important. Because, you know, we like to think, oh, you know, John's life changed immensely, but we don't really think how Cynthia's life changed in the course of, God, only like a couple years, you know. So it was amazing, and I like the shortness of it. I think it did exactly what it needed to do. It didn't drag out. It didn't make it seem as though, you know, this is a long movie and we were having so many things going on. It was just perfect amount of time. And I'm glad it was a short film. I mean, sure. Do I wish I could have seen like an hour of something like this? Yes, but I don't think it needed it, as I've said. But yes, as I mentioned, the early years are mentioned heavily. And it's also the story of their marriage and having Julian and all that and the problems that they go through, which is mainly the big thing. And I'm happy that it focused on that because I think it was a time in history when, you know, Cynthia had to hide the marriage and it was, you know, the hardest moment of her life, I think, at that point, and John's in a way. So it was them becoming adults, even though they were still very young. And yeah, you know, it was told in such an incredible way. You know, like I said, those 7 minutes were perfect in its entirety. And I'm very, very happy about that. I also wanted to commend the incredible actors. Just wow. I mean, it was not, as I've said, I could see the dedication from everybody involved in this. But I think the girl that plays Cynthia is just wonderful. She did an amazing, amazing job. And the script she was given, I could tell, was just so, so well done. Very heavily researched, which I was very happy about. But she gave a performance, guys, that is, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. It is so subtle, But the way you see, you just see how she goes through so much in the span of 7 minutes. And I think that is exactly what is needed if someone is going to play, you know, Cynthia and tell her story. She just would, you know, intrigue you because you're seeing a woman go through this. And it's the most subtle way of showing it because, you know, Cynthia was very sweet and she could be very soft-spoken. And I think that's exactly what the actress did perfectly. And I was so, so happy that they chose her to play Cynthia. And I'm just very thankful. You know, I think her performance was excellent and it was exactly what was needed. As for the guy that plays John, he did a great job, especially with the Liverpool accent. I really enjoyed it. You know, just wonderful, wonderful. He got John's wit. He got what I really loved also is he got his amazing enthusiasm, you know, in the early days when he was with Cynthia and how in love they were and how enthusiastic he was about their romance at the time. He got that really well. And I could see it just, you know, he just loved her in that movie. And it was just great to see. So commends to the actors and even baby Julian. I mean, we got the baby in there. So, you know, props to the baby, you know, because it's, you know, playing a big part like Julian Lennon. So should be pretty fun. But I commend the actors and I think that they did an excellent, excellent job. As for the costuming and the sets, wow, the costumes were fantastic. Very authentic early 60s. You got John's, you know, his hat that he would always wear during that time. They got it. And the black, because John was still an art student at the end of the day. So he would wear black, you know, in the sort of beatnik style of dressing that John had in the early days. Cynthia's outfits were wonderful because they were very classy and very feminine, but also very subtle in the way that, you know, she would dress. Because, if you guys have seen pictures, it's, you can just see how subtle she was and very classy with the style of dressing that she would do. I think in the late 60s and mid 60s, it got a bit more experimental, but in the early days, it was very, very subtle and very, very classy and just really, really pretty. And they did an excellent job being able to show that with Cynthia's costumes. And the hair was very well done, given. I will say, I was a little mad there was no actual bangs there. Like full-on bangs. She had kind of curtain bangs, but she didn't have like full-on bangs, which I was a little that was the one thing that you would think, oh my god, it's just bangs. But you know, it's Cynthia's signature bangs, so I was a little sad that they didn't have the bangs. But honestly, her acting was so good, it didn't even matter. You know, she could have been wearing like pink hair and I wouldn't have cared, just because she did such a good job. But yeah, makeup was very subtle and beautiful as well. Costuming was excellent. We had authentic sort of like radio. We had authentic phones. We had Julian's little pram, aka his stroller, was just very authentic 60s. And I was so, so happy with it all. And it all came out excellent, you know, because we like authenticity, right? We like to be as authentic as we can. At least I do when it comes to my storytelling. So I was very, very happy about that. But I guess another subtle thing was, another thing that made me really, really happy was the idea of Cynthia's art, right? Because we don't like to think that, I don't know what it is, but we only assume that Cynthia was just a wife and mother. You know, we don't think she had any sort of outside hobbies besides being a mom and a wife, right? But, you know, in reality, she and John did meet in art school. So the reality is she was an amazing artist. And she had a love for art, a passion. She was going to be an art teacher herself. So we can clearly see that, you know, she had that love and that passion for it. And the movie does an amazing job in showing that. You know, you see paintbrushes everywhere and you see her painting on a canvas and you see her sketching throughout it. And I think that's wonderful because I think people tend to forget that. So I loved just the little subtle little props that you'd see. And you know, it was great to remind us, you know, she's an artist herself, you know, her husband wasn't the only artist, you know, it was her, she had a dream, you know, so I really, really enjoyed that aspect as well. And if you go on the actual page, because the movie does have a page, you can see in the teaser trailer, they did just the little subtle art pieces. And when I saw that for the first time, you guys, I was highly emotional just because it felt as though they were going to finally tell her story correctly. And I'm so thankful that they did. So, and it just shows also, you know, this was a woman with so many talents. And, you know, there's a reason why I think John fell in love with her. And you know, it just shows, it goes to show. Also as well, you know, just the fact that you can see how in love they were at the time and how fame really changed it all for them, I think is sort of the big aspect of this movie, how fame can change you and how hard it can be and whatnot. So I was really, really happy that we got to see some of those moments before it all happened and their love story and how in love the actors looked. You know, they convinced me that they were really in love, you know. So that was just great. And I was so happy about that, genuinely. And I think it's great also because, you know, we don't get to see these private moments. We weren't there, you know, that's between a couple that were married and were together, you know. So we got sort of an inside look into what their love story was a little bit like, which made me really happy. Made me really, really happy. And yeah, the big sort of thing in the movie is that, you know, they have to hide the marriage, which was just very difficult. And it's sort of the beginning of the downfall, as we can see, which is such a heartbreaking, you know, thing to realize, I think. And you know, it always brings us back to reality that they didn't last and it, you know, they divorced and it's a shame. But I think the movie, as I've said, does it well in showing that before all of that craziness, you know, before any sort of fame, there was just two kids that loved each other. And I think that's sort of the most important aspect that we can get out of this movie is to realize how much there was love there. And that I think in a lot of ways, John was very successful because he did have Cynthia's love. So it was really beautiful to be able to see that. And I am just so happy with the way that this movie came out. I can't even explain to you. I really have no words, you know, like it was just that good. But yeah, I was pleasantly, I can't speak today, but I was pleasantly surprised. Did not disappoint. I really hope that one day we can get a full length movie, maybe something like this, because it's just incredible. And I want to congratulate everybody that was a part of the project, the actors, the camera people, the lighting, everyone from the cast and crew. Ben, thank you for making this amazing movie. Just wonderful, wonderful. I cannot say any more good things about it. And I hope we can maybe access it one day, maybe via just, you know, buying it or something, because it's just so, so good. And yeah, I absolutely adored this film. I'd give it a 5 out of 5 if that was the rating. Just wonderful. And I really am just so happy that this project has finally premiered, because I believe this was announced probably last year. Yeah, I think last year. So we've been waiting a long, long time for this project. And you know, it was worth every second that I waited, every minute that I was, you know, hoping and praying that it was going to be fine. It exceeded my expectations. So again, congrats to everybody that was a part of the project. And yeah, I absolutely adored this film. Thank you. So yeah, guys, I really, really loved this movie. And I can't say any more good things about it, because if I kept blabbering on, we'd probably be here all day. And that's not what I want to do. I love you, but I'm not going to be here all day. So I really hope that everybody does get the chance to eventually watch this. I know that right now it's going through a lot of film festivals and so forth. So a lot of the accesses, you kind of have to go to the festival to watch it unless they provide a streaming service online, which not a lot of them do right now. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe we will see in the future how accessible the movie becomes. And, you know, I really encourage everyone to see it if you have the opportunity, because, you know, there's only so many Beatle movies we're going to get. I really don't think we're going to get many others in the next couple years. So I really suggest this movie. And again, congrats to the cast and crew for an amazing film. The dedication you all put was fabulous, and I adored it. I adored every single minute. But yeah, everybody, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was a bit of a short one, but I just wanted to give my little 2 cents on the Sin movie, because I know all of you have been wondering. And yeah, but I have some exciting episodes coming your way. And I'm so happy to bring them to you. So thank you, everybody. Please go out and watch the movie if you can. Again, I will be updating if there's some sort of way we can watch it again. But yeah, check the Instagram page. And thank you so much for joining me. And I will talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.